all this week on John Akers at Breakfast. We're going behind the scenes at a wonderful local charity, the Barn Owl Trust, set up near Ashburton in the 80s by husband and wife team David and Francis Ramsden. Small beginnings, they now have around 20 staff, brand new facility and offices there are terrific. They blend into the scenery and the trees by the babbling brook. Well, it's a river. Beautifully. It's stunning down there, honestly. And they work with barn owls, all types of owls, to be honest, to protect their habitat. But it's become more than that, more about conservation. We've already heard from co-founder David Ramsden and conservation officers Matteo and Pip today. I'm talking to the education officer, Jess Mundy, and getting up close with an actual barn owl called Bailey. I'm back with Bailey here in the Ashburn Valley with the river babbling away behind and the bright sunshine on my face. I say it's on my face, it was on my face, but now I'm wearing a rather fetching sun hat because we're about to go into Bailey the Barn Owl's enclosure to say hello. That calling noise you can hear in the background is because it's the season for that. So he's looking to mate, find a mate, or it could be someone who's going to be his competitor, and it's that noise that they make at this time of year each spring. And I'm with Jess, who knows more about these things than me, so she can explain better. Hello,
it's lovely to meet you.
It's really nice to meet you too. What do you do here, Jess?
So I am the education officer for the Barn Owl Trust. Quite a new position. I just started in February 2024.
Fun. So you're going into schools with Bailey sometimes?
That is true, yes. So with Bailey, he really is the star of the show. So I go into schools in the southwest, so mostly primary schools. We have a talk all about barn owls called Flying Into the Future. And I take Bailey with me. And so at the end of the talk, Bailey comes out so that the children can get a closer look, really, at barn owls.
That's a cool job. That is a cool job. Yes. Shall we go in? He might land on my head, and that's why I'm wearing a hat.
We've both got hats on, just in case, because once we're in here, he might decide to fly around a little bit. We've just popped the hats on just to be safe. So we do need to be just a little bit careful going in. Yeah. So I'm just going to open the door here. Okay. So if I just let you go in first, I'm just going to keep an eye on him just to make sure he stays down the opposite end.
Okay, so he's on a perch, but I can't see him at the moment because he's behind a plank of wood to sort of give him some privacy. Okay. Now he's stopped making the noise and is dancing about a bit. Oh, there he is.
There he is. He's
making a clicking noise. Oh, my goodness me.
So actually, this green box here is his travelling box.
Oh, yeah.
And he's very used to going out to school. So what you'll probably see him doing is jumping down onto his box because he's expecting me to open it up so that he can hop down inside because he thinks he's possibly going out to a school.
He is absolutely beautiful.
He is beautiful.
Oh, my goodness me. And those dark eyes are staring at me, and one of them's just giving me a wink. I like to think it's a wink anyway. And he's making that clicking noise with his beak, and obviously it's that beautiful white colour with the greys and pale browns on his wings and on his head and down his back with his orange talons. He is absolutely beautiful. You can see why the Barn Owl Trust is a gateway, and this animal is a gateway for other really good bits of conservation.
Absolutely,
that you do.
Yeah.
Because so it's impossible not to love them.
And it's kind of a springboard, it's a talking point, because once he comes out at the end of the talk, you get lots of questions from the children. Yeah.
He looks quite excited about going in the box, I'm going to be honest.
He absolutely loves going out, so if I'm just going to let him drop in.
He's just dropped in all on his own, and he's like, okay, where are we going?
And then from here, we'll just see if he'll sit in my hand.
Wow.
And we'll just hold him up here. Wow. So one of the things about Bailey that you might have noticed is he's not tethered. He's not trained to fly to the glove like you might see in a barn owl display. It's his choice. When we go into a school at the end, he'll come out of his box. He might choose to sit on my hand. He might decide to go for a fly around the room and choose somewhere to perch somewhere in the classroom.
My first meeting with a barn owl was in school assembly in primary school, and someone from Sparkwell Zoo came in with a barn owl and told us all about them, and we were transfixed.
And he said, now the owl, I'm going to let the owl fly around the room, and it might well fly around the room, and it could well land on your head. And with that, this barn owl just looked straight at me. And I was like, he's coming for me. He's coming for me. And true enough, just flew straight to me and sat on my head. I don't remember it hurting or anything. I just remember being sort of frozen, thinking there's an owl on my head. And he's just hopped into his box there. Oh, that's great. Do you tell them stories about owls? What do you do when you're in the schools?
So we have a talk called Flying into the Future, and it's a new talk. And the aim of the talk is really it's to introduce climate change to young people and how barn owls might be affected by climate change in the future. So yes, we've been going into school since February, and it's been very well received. Lots of teachers are saying how thought-provoking it is.
Your job's brilliant. It's got to be better than your previous jobs, this. I mean, this is what a lovely job to do.
It is lovely.
What have you done before?
So I was actually in environmental education for about 15 years. I first kind of learnt about the Barn Owl Trust back in about the year 2000 when I came here as a volunteer after university.
Nice.
And that was kind of a springboard to help me into the area of kind of environmental conservation.
So you've always loved it since you're a kid, have you?
Yeah. I've always wanted to work with animals, to work with wildlife. Initially started actually working here as an admin assistant about 2.5 years ago. The Trust have always done education work, but previously it's always been kind of a part of a conservation officer's role. But they were lucky enough to receive funding last year from the Gillian Grimwood legacy.
Yeah.
And as part of that legacy, they've been able to fund an education officer position,
Fantastic.
Which I started in February.
Do schools come to you, or do you go to schools?
No, we go into schools. We go into schools.
So if there is a primary school teacher on their way to work right now?
Absolutely. Listening, get in touch. Not only do we have the talk, we can also offer a pellet analysis workshop. And give the children the opportunity to dissect the pellets.
That doesn't sound quite as appealing as meeting Bailey.
Yes, I do know. Yeah, there's sometimes a bit
I'm
of initial.
Oh,
how you know? I don't want to do this. I don't want to touch this. But actually, once the children get started and they start dissecting the pellets, opening up, finding the skeletons, the bones inside, they can be absolutely fascinated. And you know, they love doing it.
He is just lovely. Who am I meeting tomorrow? Do you know?
I believe you may well be meeting Harry. Harry is our reserves officer, and I think he's going to tell you all about the Lennon Legacy Project.
Really looking forward to that. That's tomorrow on John Acres at Breakfast from here at the Barn Owl Trust in the Ashburn Valley on this beautiful day in this enclosure with this beautiful barn owl, Bailey, who is now stamping on the ground and making some more funny noises. Is absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much, Jess.
That's right. Thank you very much for inviting me.
From the BBC Sounds app.